Hello, Blind Cool Tech subscribers. My name is Liam Irvin, and I am here to discuss the Pioneer Airwear XM radio. It's a really cool radio. It's got a lot of neat features, and it's something that, as a blind person, you can use very successfully. So during this podcast, we'll talk about the radio, we'll talk about XM, and I'll give you some examples of how the radio works and how you can access most of the functions. So stay tuned. We're going to have a good time. And at the end, I'll tell you how you can contact me, and if you really want to, how you can get one of these awesome radios. Oh, and a quick disclaimer before I forget. I just wanted to say this. I'm not affiliated with XM Radio. I don't gain anything if you buy an XM Radio. Why am I doing this? So that you as a listener can learn more about XM Radio and this radio and what it has to offer. There's a lot of people who have always wanted to get XM Radio but have been scared that they might, you know, get gypped out of their money and might get a product that doesn't work. I want to try and dispel some of those fears and help you get something that you'll really enjoy for years to come. What is XM Satellite Radio? Well, before we even get into the radio that's sitting in front of me, we have to talk about the service. The service is XM Satellite Radio. It's radio that is provided through satellites and repeaters, and it's got over 100 channels of music, news, talk, sports, and a lot of other cool stuff that you really enjoy. XM Radio is available from xmradio.com. They actually have an online trial of their service, and actually, if you want to enjoy most of their programming, you don't need a radio. You can still listen to a lot of the great music online, but you won't get some of the extra things like the news, the sports, the talk. So it's better to get a radio. You'll enjoy it a lot more. So before we discuss the radio, we'll actually give you a sample of the service. And something I normally wouldn't really do, but I figured it's kind of cool, and it'll let you get a taste of what XM has to offer. So we'll start on the preview channel, which is channel 1. We'll pot up channel 7 here on this mixer.
Good morning, America.
Okay, there we go.
Now you can hear us.
Put it in the background so we can talk over it. Now, XM has a whole plethora of channels. I'm not going to go up through every single one. It'd be kind of fun if I did, but we'll go through the ones that you might find interesting. XM has a lot of decade channels, like the 40s on 4. So if you want a lot of music from the 30s and 40s, this 40s channel actually encompasses both decades. So you've got that. Or you can get the 50s on 5 if that's more your thing. Or the 60s on 6. Or how about the 70s on 7? And of course there's the 80s on 8 and the 90s on 9. If you like a lot of the hits, you can listen to the, here we go. You can listen to the Top 20 Countdown.
Vote the love, 866-553-2020.
Look at that, John Mayer. So, you got the 20s on 20. You have one of my favorite stations, Flight 26. And they play a lot of modern AC music that you might enjoy. There's also the Broadway channel on 28.
Set me eyes with deep blue pools, me skin the softest snow.
All right. If you like some metal, which maybe I do sometimes, you've got the metal channel. At least I think that's the metal channel. That's awfully quiet for the metal channel, yep. All right. Also, of course, there's about 15 rock channels. I won't go through all those. If you like jazz, have a couple jazz channels to choose from. Got 72. How about 71? Some smooth jazz. Of course, plenty of new age to be had. And something that I enjoy, some techno. So you'll see that there's a lot of options, and that's just music. I haven't even gotten into the talk like CNN.
Mainly to our right, but we also were taking fire from our left side.
So there you go. There's CNN, of course. Fox News. Got to cover both sides. And they're doing a commercial right now. The Weather Channel is, of course, a good one.
Well, sunny skies in Kansas City, a high near 55, upper 50s in Denver.
ESPN.
It's my problem is he, the Guy Carbonneau.
And ESPN
coach,
News.
He had it going.
Biggest stars. NHL play-by-play.
Of course, they're doing commercials too. Just one game tonight. Fancy that, huh? There's also a lot of talk. You've got Oprah. You've got a couple comedy channels like XM Comedy 151.
Everybody was sleeping. About 2 o'clock in the morning, you ain't never heard such a racket in all your life.
And plenty of talk channels. Oprah's got a channel. There's a couple channels for Democrats and Republicans. There's a trucking channel. There's a Christian talk channel. There's lots of stuff. And I haven't even gotten into one of the most useful things that I enjoy now and then.
I'm Bob Gottkin with your Total XM Instant Traffic and Weather. Your jam factor on this Monday morning is green. Now your comprehensive Detroit Instant Traffic Report.
Of course, I don't live in Detroit, but if I did, I'd like it. You get traffic for 30 cities, Detroit, Chicago, Boston, Minnesota, well, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and plenty of others. So if you live in one of those major metropolitan areas, you'll find it useful. That's just a sample of what XM has to offer. We'll be coming back to more XM content later. This radio is the Airwear Pioneer Radio, and it's pretty small. I can't really give you good measurements like length, height, width, depth, all that, but it's definitely something you can put in a pocket, and failing that, you'll usually get a belt clip with it. So you can definitely clip it on something, put it in a jacket pocket. It's portable. It definitely is portable enough to be used. So I'll go over the layout of the Airwear XM radio, and hopefully it will be helpful to you. If you lay the radio flat, I'll put it here on the table, and you look at the top side has one connector, and that connector is the headphone connector where you'd plug in your pair of headphones. You also notice if you feel across the top, there's a slight, I don't want to say a groove, there's kind of like a hole, like a small, tiny rectangular hole, and that's what the belt clip will clip onto when you set that in the clip. Going down the left side, there is a rubber, I want to call it like a cover, and when you take that off, it spins around and kind of sits there. That exposes the antenna connector. And I don't remember the antenna specs. It's not overly important, but that's what you'll plug your external antenna into. And later I'll give some tips on how to best use this radio, and I'll mention antennas. On the right side, feeling down, you have two buttons. You've got a button and a knob. You've got this rectangular button that when you push it, it powers on or off the unit. Usually you have to hold it in for a couple seconds. And below that is the dial. I don't know. It could be a knob. It could be a dial. There's a technical name for it. And as you will notice, no doubt, I am not a technical person and cannot give real good names of things. But that's okay. So the knob, when you turn it, it will change your channel. It's also used in menus. And when you press it in, it'll click. And that's usually used to confirm choices or change channels. On the bottom of the unit, and not on the back, I mean on the bottom edge, you will see two things. One of which is a small impression where you would put in the power cable to either charge or just run the unit on AC power. And the other thing is a kind of series of pins where the home unit and probably the car unit, car kit, plugs into. I don't have a car kit, don't plan on getting one, don't have a car. I think we'd all be thankful for this, so there's no need for that. The button structure is really interesting. You've got a set of buttons, you've got a set of four buttons that are sitting between, well not between, but they sit around like they sandwich. You could have a button sandwich, I guess, and those are sitting next to a rounded dial that has four arrows and a round button in the center. The top left button, which is the rectangular button, like you'll see they're all rectangular more or less. Top left rectangular button is the to-go button. This is a button you'll use when you're recording. So you can hold it down, record some audio if you hear a show you like. If Oprah's interviewing somebody that you really want to catch and listen to later, you can use that. I'm not going to spend time talking about that in this review. If you'd like me to do something on it in the future, I'm sure I could do it. Top right button is the menu button, and this is what you use to access all the menus. And the menu system is cool, and I'll be getting into that later because it's awesome, and it's one of the things that I really like about this radio. Below the to-go button is the mode button, and this switches between live mode, which you normally use, and time shift mode. And time shift is where you can listen to stuff you've pre-recorded. Like I said, we won't be getting into that, but if there's any interest, I'm sure I could do a show on how to record with your AirWear. Next to the time shift button, next to the dial, is the memory button. That's a button I'm not even going to talk about. Just know that it's there. I don't know if you'll ever use it. Then you've got your normal numbers like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 5 has a dot in the middle of it, which is kind of cool. Something that, you know, definitely is useful when using this radio. Between next to the 0, not necessarily between the 0, you have buttons to the left and right. The left button is the pre/dir button. I don't know why it got this name, but we will be talking about pre/dir later. And to the right of it is the display button, which sadly is useless if you have no vision. If you have partial vision, you can use the display button to keep track of stocks, to keep track of news, sports scores. XM can provide you with a lot of textual information, but if you can't see, you're not going to really get anything out of it. So that's the layout of the radio, more or less. And next we'll go over how this radio works and the fun things you can do with it. So you just got the radio out of the box, and you're fresh and new. Once you've gotten all your accessories set up and you're ready to go, you'll have to activate your radio. If you haven't done it already, it's a good idea to go activate it. And the best way to do that is to go online to xmradio.com and go to activate and set up your account. You can also call them, and I'm not going to go through how to do that because that's up to you as the consumer to get your radio. Once your radio is activated, however, that's where the fun starts. You can turn on your radio and enjoy the sounds of music. So I'll turn on my radio, and we'll go through the basics, how to, you know, get a channel and enjoy it. And then in the next part, we'll go through more advanced features like the menus and the memory. So we'll turn on my XM radio here, and I just happen to be on the XM Classical, one of the channels. There we go. And so I was listening to some classical music a little while ago, and, you know, it was good times. So if you want to change channels because, unlike me, you don't enjoy classical music as much as... Actually, I really like this piece. I don't know. I almost want to leave it here now. But, you know, alas, I'll change channels. If you want to change, you just punch in the number of the channel you want. For example, I'm in the mood for some news, because news to me is very important. So I want to listen to CNN, which I know is channel 122. So I press it 122. Here's my news.
Beautiful. There were flowers everywhere. It was so elegant. It was lots of pink, but very elegant.
I have CNN on right now, but CNN's not doing it for me. I'd rather listen to, say, XM Flight 26, which is channel 26. Now, I can type in 26 and wait a few seconds for the radio to finish processing. Or I can go 026, which loads a lot faster than putting in 26 and waiting. Of course, for numbers that are below 100, it's always good to use a zero first. Like, you know, for the jazz channel, 072 works. If you got a decades channel like the 60s through the 90s, 006, 004, 009, all of that. In just a minute, we'll look over the more advanced features of the radio, like the menus and the memory. If using your XM and listening to channels isn't enough and you need to do more things, that's what the menus are for. I'm not going to spend too much time going over the menus. I'll read them off in case you wanted to have the order they were in. And I'll talk briefly about what each one does. For a more comprehensive look into it, we can always do another podcast on it. But here's the menus. When you press the menu button, your XM unit will beep like this, letting you know you're in the menus. The menus go in this order. Oh, and before I forget, the nice thing about menus, they don't wrap, which means if I bring up the menus and I push the dial, if I spin the dial down a whole bunch of times, the dial stops at the bottom. I'm still spinning the dial, and I'm still at the bottom. Likewise, if I go up to the top of the menu, Dial stops at the top. This is good in case you lose your place. So let's go over these menus. When you bring up the menu, you're given 12 options. You can set your audio, which will set the tone, i.e. bass and treble, the volume, and will also set the beeps, the alert tones that you hear when I press menu. Then you can change display, which is the next option. That's for contrast and brightness and for the backlight. Then one of the things that I didn't really mention earlier, but one of the things I like about this radio is you can change the FM frequency. And I won't deal with it in this review, but the FM frequency essentially lets you use your radio as a transmitter. If you have nothing plugged into the line out on the home dock or the headphone jack, your XM radio actually sends a signal out that can be picked up by FM radios, which is kind of cool if you want to hear it in another part of the house or you're in a car that doesn't have the hookup for any extra audio devices. The frequencies on the airwire range from 87.9 to 88.9, though it could be 88.1. Don't quote me on that. But I do know that the other set is 106.9 to 107.9. And so you can just choose the frequency you want that best suits your needs. Next in the menu is the antenna aiming. And this is a visual display that will show kind of like a cell phone shows bars, depending on the strength of your signal. This shows bars to strength to show the strength of the connections to the satellites. I shouldn't say connections, but reception, either or. It's not a useful screen unless you can see it. And even then, I don't know how useful it is either. I haven't messed with it. Then you have the MyXM menu, which will let you clear the programs you've recorded or schedule a recording. And scheduling a recording is nice, but it's extremely visual. And so if you don't have vision or don't have a lot of time to play with it, it's really not worth it. It's almost worth it to hook the XM to a computer and record that way if you want to do that. Then there's the stock ticker, which will let you add stock symbols, which then can be displayed and will show you your stock prices. Sadly, another thing we can't get much use out of, but it's still kind of a cool feature that's there. Then you have info and extras, which contains a lot of extra information that I haven't even messed with. I don't know what's in that menu. I haven't bothered to look, but if some brave soul would like to, I'm sure that, you know, would be great. Then you have Tune Select. And Tune Select is cool because, though it's a more visual feature, it's definitely something that we can enjoy. And what it does is, if John Mayer is playing on XM26, and I don't know that, the XM will actually go out and it'll see what's playing on what channels. And it actually does this automatically, so you can add artists or songs to your list, and the XM will actually beep and tell you that, hey, look, John Mayer's on, and you can go change to that channel if you want to hear the song. A lot of radios have done this, and it's a cool feature, but it is kind of visual. But it is fun, and it's something that I know a lot of people have enjoyed using. Then we have channel access. That will let you block certain channels that you don't want to be displayed when you scan the dial. Now, that's no replacement for parental control. XM actually offers a way for them to actually block out channels. If, for instance, little Johnny got an XM for Christmas and he shouldn't be listening to the adult comedy channel. Memory recall, which is the next option in the menu, will let you see what has been played on previous channels when you've made kind of, I want to say, like memory bookmarks. And that's what the memory button does, is when you push it, it'll save the artist and song name in case you need to go back to it later. Like if you hear a song and it was really good and you want to know who did it, but you don't have a way to look at the screen or you want to remember it, you can hit that button. Set time sets the time, pretty self-explanatory. Set factory defaults will reset the XM back to its defaults when you got it. And exit menu closes the menus. So, let us now play around a little bit with the audio menu. Put this up here. And a lot of things in the audio menu I don't really have much use for. Like, the volume doesn't work on the line out. Actually, I'm using the headphone out, so it would work. But, okay, we'll go into the menu. Now, to navigate the menus, we'll use the dial. You'll push it down. Each time it kind of clicks, that changes the menu option. And you'll always start on set audio. So go into set audio, and I will go into tone. And now I can adjust the bass or the treble. The default is bass. If I want to go to treble, I turn the tone or the dial down once to treble. And here I can adjust the treble. And really, the only problem that I have with this radio is the treble, really not that great. It's down, now it's back up, and you don't really notice a big difference. So I'll push the dial in to confirm. I go up to bass, press the dial in to confirm. Now I'm taking all the bass off, and you'll hear that most of the bass is gone. The one good thing this does is it does have a nice bass, which is something I like. Okay, so we'll press that to confirm, press the dial in to confirm, and you can press the menu button, top right button, to back out of the menus until you hear, which means you've gone back into the menu. There it is. So that's pretty much the menus in a nutshell. We can discuss those further if anyone has any questions or would like a more in-depth profile on how menus work. The only other thing that I really want to discuss about this radio, which I really like, and it's something I do use now and then, is the memory function. And the memory function is pretty cool. So let's take a look at the memory function. If you have a channel that you're listening to, say XM26, which I have on a lot, as you can probably tell, here it is. If I want to save that into memory and I want to go back and maybe listen to it later, instead of having to punch in the number every time, I'll use that pre-dir button on the bottom left. And I'll press that once, and that will switch to bank A. The AirWare has three banks, A, B, and C, which have 10 presets each, 1 through 0, 0 being 10. And if I want to save a preset into bank 1, I've pressed the pre-dir button already, and I'll hold down the number 1 until... There it is. Now I have that saved as a preset. So I'll hit pre-dir, which is the bottom left button, three times to get out of my banks and back into my regular channel selection. So let's go to channel 1 here, which is our preview channel. And we'll actually go back to flight 26. So we'll press pre-dir once to get into the first bank, and we'll press number 1. And look, there it is. And you can set presets for all, you know, for 30 channels. You can have 10 music channels, 10 music, 10 news channels if you want, 10 sports channels, or you can mix and match. It's not, it doesn't matter. There's no, you know, rules as far as presets go. So those are some of the other features that I really like about the AirWare. In the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about some tips and tricks for getting the most out of your AirWare. Here's a few tips and tricks to think about when buying XM and using your XM. First of all, XM works best when you have a clear line to the sky with your antenna. So if I'm in a room in my house and I'm kind of in the middle of the house and there's no exterior walls or no windows, I'm not going to get a good signal. Think about this before buying an XM. A lot of people I've talked to have fell into the trap of getting XM and not being able to use it because they use it inside an office building which has thick walls. So with that said and done, that's about the only concern people have had with XM. As far as the radio goes, buy yourself an external antenna. And here's why. The XM antenna that comes with this, the antenna that comes with this XM is really poor. And so right now I have it hooked up to the home dock. And it's all good and everything. As you can hear, it's got a good sound, good signal. The home antenna is in my window. You know, it's pointed to the sky, but I'm going to take it off the kit now, and I'm using the antenna that comes with my radio. Now you hear we got a problem. There goes our signal. Now I have in my possession a smaller clip antenna, which works very well, and you can clip onto your shirt or to a curtain. And it seems to work wonders if you didn't get the home kit, which in most cases you should. But the clip antenna is nice if you're going out places. I know a lot of people use their XM radios on the road, like I do. I use mine a lot on the road when I'm in the car or on the bus. So I suggest getting an antenna. The only other thing that I can think of is that there's so many channels and no good way to remember them. So the best place to get a complete lineup of channels is lineup.xmradio.com. That's lineup.xmradio.com. And I like this a lot because not only do you find out what every channel is, but you can see what they're currently playing. That's right, it's live. It'll show you exactly what song is on. So if you ever want to know what the Beyond Jazz channel is playing, you can look it up. It's kind of one of a, you know, it's kind of a side note, something a little extra. And it doesn't really fall into the tips and tricks, but, you know, I mean, I wanted to put in here anyways. I'm recording this review at 2 in the morning for a couple of reasons, and one of them is I'm a night owl. The other reason is I want to show you something that I think is really cool and was one of the deciding factors for me to keep XM. I've had a couple of radios over the years, and I didn't know if I wanted to keep it around, but one of the things I always like doing is listening to this. It's old classic baseball games.
Center field with a trade of Aaron Rowan, who was the starting center fielder last year for the White Sox. Rowan going to the Philadelphia Phillies late last year in the trade to acquire Jim Thome from Philadelphia.
Obviously a game from last year, but the fact that you can listen to old games at 2 in the morning is pretty neat, and is one of the cool deciding factors to get a service like this. Where else are you going to hear these games and hear them in such quality? Have you ever listened to a game on AM radio? It sounds good, but this is clear.
Out to the mound saying, let's talk things over.
I think of all the pitchers on the Mariners staff that Jamie calls.
I really think that it's really cool. I think it's a neat thing to have, and I think it's been extremely enjoyable. If you'd like to buy an AirWare, many stores sell them. At least they used to. The AirWare is kind of hard to come by now. I happened to get mine a year ago, and even when I got mine, they were kind of not selling them as much as they used to. However, there's one place I know of where you can get an AirWare for a really good price, and that's MyRadioStore.com. That's MyRadioStore, MyRadioStore.com. And they're a really good site. They've been advertised on XM a lot, and they're selling the refurbished unit with all the fun toys like the home kit, the car kit, and some extra things for $90. I also recommend getting the clip antenna, which is the XM2Go clip antenna. I don't remember the exact name, but you will see it on there. And the site is a little daunting at first. Could use a little work as far as accessibility goes. Some of the buttons aren't labeled, but you know, I've talked to a lot of people who have made purchases on there, so it definitely is possible. But those are the things I recommend getting, and I recommend getting the whole package. Don't sell yourself short by getting the cheaper one that just comes with the radio. It's better to have more than you need than less than you need. The whole package, plus the antenna and shipping, will come out to about, $115, $120. And it's a very good deal for a portable radio that retailed at $300. And when you buy that radio, it's always a good idea to have a radio ID. And what's cool about My Radio Store is they'll give you your radio ID in an email. And the radio ID is usually an 8-digit number. Well, it's an alphanumeric string. And it contains, that's what the radio is tied to. So when you activate your radio, you'll need that ID. And normally it would be on the back of the unit, like under the battery, or it would be on the screen, channel zero. And it's kind of a mess, and you usually need somebody to read you it, and I had to do that for all my radios, so I think it's easier if they'll just send it to you. I wish they'd had that when I had first signed up. It would have made my life easier. But that's where you get the radio. XMRadio.com is where you sign up. And I hope that you decide to get one. I think they're very cool. They're very neat toys. They're fun. They'll provide you hours of listening. Heck, if you're like me and you like baseball, look at this. Got this baseball game.
First and third here in the second, the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Iguchi,
isn't that great?
Miss, the ball gets out of the glove of Rivera. The toss to Moyer at the plate.
I think it's cool. But that's just me. If you want to contact me, my email address is Liam, L-I-A-M, at Liam Irvin, LIAMERVEN.com. Once again, that's Liam at LiamIrvin.com. And I look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions or comments about the radio, anything that maybe I didn't cover or I didn't cover very well, or maybe you want to comment on how bad you think this review was, or maybe you want to say how good it was. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll answer all my emails. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. I hope to be back soon with more interesting content for you.